So we've just been standing in the old Harwich Harbour, in the old town. But I understand a new port was needed to be built further down the quay.
Yeah, I mean, the history of Harwich itself is about trade and the local economy and the benefits of the local economy that that brought, and how Harwich prospered under that. And like any good businessman, you want to create more money, and by that you need to create more trade, and you need a suitable place to do that. And that's why they moved from the harbour to now Harwich International Port. And you can see it. I mean, where we're standing now, if you look across the harbour, you have the Shotley Peninsula on your right. There's the mouth of the River Stour. And then on your left, where you see those big yellow posts, I think they're mooring posts actually, in front of you, and the cranes, that's Harwich International Port, which is it's a thriving port today. I mean, back then, it was originally built as a rail ferry port in the 1880s by the Great Eastern Railway, and it was actually named Parkston Quay. And Parkston, the village which is next to the Harwich International Port, is still called Parkston, and it actually got its name after the Great Eastern Railway's chairman of the time, who was a certain Mr. Charles Parkes. But as I said before, while it created prosperity and jobs for that area, the area of Parkston as it became known, it did have an adverse effect on the buildings and the businesses on Harwich Quay. And you know, we've already said that the Great Eastern Hotel declined, and it was the same for the Halfpenny Pier. But it's still a success story today. I mean, Harwich International Port is still a very successful port. It's one of the country's leading freight and passenger ports. Its main routes are to Scandinavia and the Benelux countries, you know, Belgium, Netherlands. It also looks after about 30 cruise ships a year. And I have to say, if you're standing, you know, at the quay and you see these massive, great, big cruise ships coming down into Harwich Harbour, that really does make for quite some sight. It's quite a spectacular thing to see. And you can understand why Mr. Parkes decided to move his business further down the harbour, because there's no way you'd get those cruise ships mooring up against the Halfpenny Pier. I'd quite like to see it, because it would make for quite a sight, but in practical terms, it's probably impossible.